Good evening, Genesis Adamus. For those of you who are hearing me for the very first time, I am the producer and host of The Meeting of the Inner Circle, and I always speak to the issues of our liberation, our salvation, our deliverance, the prerequisites for our being qualified for continuance in existence, and how do we respond correctly and directly to being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. And some people say, oh, that sister, she's so intense. Oh, she's too serious. Oh, Adama, it's not that serious. Yes, it is that serious. You understand? And for us to be preoccupied with our sensuality, our sexuality, our obsession with materiality and the balls and butts and breasts and all of these things puts us in a place where our rights to be continued in existence are hanging in the balance as a result of being disoriented from what should be purpose in being directly. And because our educational systems, or the miseducational systems, the religious systems, and all of those institutions that have felt the degree of responsibility to give us an orientation as to what the purpose is in being, they disoriented us to have us think where it's just about becoming educated, reading, writing, arithmetic, and being able to work jobs, sit still for a while. You understand, put yourself and your body on a schedule so that you are literally not doing what's in your best interest. And so I am the one to really bring these issues to the forefront in terms of knowing that we should be supported in caring to be able to respond correctly and directly to the global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, to understand that the plethora of sickness, illness, disease, pharmaceutical misuse and abuse, the prison industrial complex, the military industrial complex, that these systems would not work except people work them. And so because of our miseducation and because we've been fed deficiency in the sense that the food is the tool of oppression, and being brought up in a place and space where breakfast cereals, Cap'n Crunch, Fruit Loops, all of the Cheerios and all of these things that are filled with synthetics, the fortified vitamins and all of that, synthetics, completely chemical, and we're dealing with processed foods. Now, to realize that our bodies are completely intelligent, that we are divinely designed and designed divinely, that there are only certain things that our bodies truly can utilize as food. And the first premise and the first realization is that, one, we are all breatharian. We have to breathe. There is no one, regardless of what hue of people you are speaking about or referring to, everybody has to breathe. But the tragedy and the travesty has been that those breakfast cereals, those Fruit Loops, those oatmeal and cream of wheat and toast and eggs and bacon and waffles and hash browns and biscuits and all of these things put us in a place and space where after a while you have an accumulation of mucus that hardens in the sinuses, which is the first spiritual center of the body being the temple for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses. So that over a period, then what shows up is the asthma and the bronchitis and the pneumonia and all of the sleep apnea and all of these things where you have to have your adenoids taken out and all of this. And I'm just saying, we're under a system of oppression. And because we're participatory with it, because we're complicit and we're complacent, now is our time to realize that we do not have to be living like this or dying like this. We can consciously choose to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified so that we are truly resurrecting as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Otherwise, you all may refer to it as God. And I'm saying that we are absolutely blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, with the intelligence of existence that is life itself. And it is so intelligent that it has gifted everything and everybody so much of itself, so that there is nothing that we really should be envious of other ones. We all have our gifts, our talents, our skills, and our abilities. The issue is that when you've been fed that which has no substance, and you've been influenced by those who have no care, And you have been brought up by those who have been on the path of adulteration, so that by 21, we are labeled adult, adult being adulterated, no longer what the Creator intended for itself. And so our now moment is absolutely phenomenal, because we have opportunity to shift. We have opportunity to change. We have opportunity to be completely cleared and cleansed and purified, so that we can consecrate our body temples for the re-enthronement of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses. But the issue is that now we have to realize and deal with the reality that so many of you don't care to be that divine. You make excuses for hanging on to your vices, doing that which undermines your cellular functioning. And we have to realize that that intention or that inclination has come as a result of the impact and the effect of the nitrates, the nitrites, the BHA, the BHT, all of these chemicals in our tissues that have modified or created the modification of our behavior, that we're no longer responding like all other intelligent beings respond, in exalting a full life's urge, doing nothing to undermine themselves, knowing their food, excreting their waste, knowing their kind, perpetuating themselves, and having the faculties, the sensibility to be able to respond correctly and directly when they sense that their lives are being threatened, so that they will fight, or they will flee, or they will stamp, they will do something to defend themselves, to camouflage themselves, to protect themselves. And so we, on the other hand, or those who want to be referred to as men and wombed men, those who are kind of human and the fallen humanity, we've lost our ability to really respond correctly and directly to being under siege. We're being warred against. We're not at war, but we're being warred against. Now, it used to be when villages and tribes and men and whatnot were under siege, they would rally together and they would begin to strategize and plan a way to defend themselves. But now, those who would refer to themselves as men have come to a point in place where they're co-conspirating with their own oppression, and have become the violators of their own women and children, as opposed to being the protectors. And to have this be the case across the board with so many ones, in terms of the alcoholism and the drug addiction and the tobacco use and the cigarettes and all of these things that defile the blood, and it is the quality of blood that lays foundation for the choices that we're making, the quality of thought, how we perceive and our perspective and whatnot, so that when we have been under siege and food is the tool of oppression and we're feeding consistently over generations off the flesh of dead animals who are being ever more subjected to ever more chemicals, ever more poisons, ever more of that which has usurped their capacity to really function as intelligences. You understand? And then we're feeding off of their frustration, their anguish, their angst. And now we have an exponential unfolding of bipolarism and schizophrenia and all manners of psychoses, that they are just trying to give you more drugs. And so we should have outthought a system that thinks or perpetuates sickness, illness, and disease as a livelihood. And those of us who've gone to college and gotten degrees and whatnot, now we are educated to be able to participate in profiting off of the degradation, the dis-ease, the despair, the depression, the anxiety, the criminality, the insanity. You understand? We are counselors and lawyers and police officers and judges and all of this. And so none of this is by virtue of the will of existence or the laws of existence or that which is purpose in being directly. It is as a result of us having been in the progression of errors, error on top of error on top of error, and we have not outthought it until now. The greater thought is to realize that the intelligence of existence that beats our hearts and breathes us is not here to be suppressed and oppressed and depressed. You understand that depression and suppression and all of that happens as a result of us feeding off of that which our bodies cannot utilize. And so as breatharians who are water-based and function perfectly, our brains, our lungs, our organs, our glands, our systems, they all function perfectly. We're designed perfectly. And only imperfections exist by virtue of us thinking that man's way is mandate and God's way is optional. And so our bodies being so perfectly designed are designed for breath, the breath of life that maintains and sustains us. That which is necessary for optimum cellular functioning is breath and water and minerals. And the minerals are going to come from the earth and come from the plant life. And the plants have absorbed the energy from the sun, the water, as well as the earth. And we're able to eat that and extract the life force from it and liberate it to the degree to which it charges our cells and facilitates the alkalization that is necessary for cellular regeneration. And so in this now moment, our caring to be perfected in our living, our caring to be rightly aligned with the forces of life itself is at the forefront of what is needed. Our suppression, oppression, depression are being fed that which has no life force, being fed that which cannot convert to water, has no minerals and whatnot, whether it's the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, all of the things that can sit on shelves indefinitely, and then you open a can and heat it up. You understand? It's nothing that the body can truly utilize. And after 10 and 20 and 30 and 40, 50, 60 years of this, then what we're seeing is the cancer, the heart disease, the diabetes, the high blood pressure, and all of this. And now we have people who have been on high blood pressure medicine for the last 14, 15, 16, 18, 20 years. And I'm saying, well, dang, it didn't regulate your blood pressure. But the only reason the blood pressure is consistently high is because you have not asked to be freed from this. And so our being in a mindset where we understand that as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, who've been given absolute and supreme intelligence, that's all there is. We all have access to it. But we're not activating ourselves as co-creators. We're not taking responsibility for what it is we are creating in terms of the sickness, the illness, disease, the despair, the depression, the degradation, the violation, the impoverishment, and all of this. This thing can be completely overturned, but it will require each of us to reach for that which is light, reach for the depths and the heights of ourselves, to be in a place where we are aligning with the intelligence of existence and knowing that there is a right way to live. And man's way, when it is in the progression of error, to feel as though there is some prosperity that you can have at the detriment of other ones. And I'm saying there is no prosperity that you can have regardless of what it looked like, what it seemed like. You understand? You're dealing with the masters of delusion and deception to make you think that there's some prosperity that we can truly have, undermining the life force of other beings when there's only one absolute and supreme intelligence that animates everything and everybody, including the cows and the pigs and the turkeys and the chickens and the monkeys and the lions and the giraffes and all of the animal kingdom is completely intelligent. And these people have gone on world conquering rampages and safaris and delight in murdering and killing and then stuffing the heads up and whatnot, as if, you know, their capacity for killing makes them, you know, the most fit being upon the planet. You understand? I can kill a lion because I can kill a lion. It makes me great. It makes you stupid. You understand? And right now we need to really call it what it is. It is the and stupidity on crack that they call white supremacy and they call privilege and all of this. And I'm saying that when you have a global reality of humanity, that everywhere there are resources, whether it's the oil, the gold, the diamonds, the gemstones, the bauxite, the rubber, the sugarcane, the coffee, the cacao, the cocoa, and whatnot. It is as a result of people of color bringing these things forward. And to have those ones who go into these places and put brother against brother, seduce and entice the government to allow them to be there. You understand, under the guise of free trade and capitalism and all of this, but to put the people who are actually doing the work in detriment, and then to leave the earth and the waters so defiled, polluted, and corrupted, and then be multimillionaires and create billion-dollar companies, it's hideous. But it all functions by virtue of people who get up and go to work every day and work these agendas to the exclusion of being purposed to fulfill purpose in existence as men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, and to have an understanding and an understanding that that's what we're here to do, but also to take responsibility for the generations that will come after us. From the time we were typed male or female and then male in our mother's wombs, destiny was becoming men and wombed men. Destiny was becoming the progenitor and the perpetuator of lineages. And there are those of us who have done this in terms of having had children. Now we have grandchildren, and some have great-grandchildren. But the issue is that because we participated in a system that poisons us. You understand? Now everybody's going all half-cocked and haywire and this and that, and they're crazy and they're cracked out and all of this stuff, because the system is a death culture. And those who are in the various religions are in a cult. It's a culture. Cult is short for culture. You understand? So our being in a place where those of us who come away from these things are then looked at as if we're participating in a cult, something that is derogatory, something that doesn't have our best interests at heart. But the whole system of miseducation and religious training and socialization and whatnot that did not give us a proper orientation as to who and what we are as human beings, what is our capacity, what are our potentialities, and to know that their duty, obligation, and responsibility was to cultivate and develop the best of us, the right of us, the light of us, the divinity of us, to support us in unfolding and growing in the light of the truth of the all that we already are, is these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. And you say, oh, well, they didn't know to do that. Well, they should have left us the hell alone. And now we have the responsibility to raise completely up and do the damage control as necessary so that our lineages can be continued in existence as a result of being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, where the vaccinations and the inoculations that are going forward, the mandate to only have one child per household because of the fear of being overcrowded. But you see that the way that the cities build and the way that they're building here in Atlanta and all other places is that they're building on top of each other. You understand? Just boxes and boxes, and they're not widening the streets at all. You understand? And I do understand that when you feed off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and you drink coffee and you drink sodas and you celebrate yourselves and you do your after dinner drinks and whatnot, just because you went to school for architecture, just because you went to school for civil engineering, just because you went to school and got degrees in this, but you did not understand who and what you are as a human being or your purpose in existence, and you defile your blood every day, is why we have all of this chaos and all of this traffic and all of these things going on all over the world to the detriment of everything and everybody. The people make that happen. And now the people are being called to raise completely up and to stop undermining themselves and the planet. But understand this, that the planet, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and her creatures deserve their liberation. They deserve their liberation more than anything or anybody else, and they will have their liberation from the stupidity of the people, from the ignorance of the people, from the disobedience of the people, from the disregard and the disrespect of the order of existence and the laws of existence of the people. And now we just have to make a decision as to who we will serve and what we will do and how we will stand and how we will live and how we lay foundation for how we leave. But to be in a place where you're mindless and you're thoughtless and you're careless and you're glib about your right to kill yourself. Oh, well, you know, sister, I got to die from something, so I might as well enjoy myself. You enjoy killing yourself, but nobody that I've seen dying, and I've seen quite a few, were really, really happy to be there. You know, you get to a certain point, there's nothing you can do anyway because you've done all of what you've done over the period to bring you to that point. So the reckoning and the reconciliation, the resolve of it is on you. But that doesn't mean that there's no fear there. And it doesn't mean that there's no suffering, no pain, no disdain, no discomfort. And I'm saying that because we already dwell in a reality of eternity, we are on a planet that is 80% water, spinning in space in harmony with a whole galaxy of planets and worlds and realms and whatnot, that we are already in eternity. And the sun isn't dead, and the earth isn't dead, and the moon and the stars and all of this. We are in the presence of aliveness. The intelligence of existence fills all spaces. It's all pervasive. There is nowhere where it is not. It beats our hearts. It breathes us. And all we are being called to do now is to acknowledge the phenomenalness of existence itself, to respect it, to reverence it, to consciously accept that there is law and order with it. But you're bucking, you are really just acting as if there's nothing to hold you to any accountability. Nobody has the right to tell you that you're wrong. And I'm saying, if you can eat anybody dead, if you can eat any kind of flesh, the flesh of a pig, the flesh of a cow, the flesh of a turkey, a chicken, you can eat the flesh of a person. It's all the same stuff. But to eat anything that's dead and not get really, really sick means that your body is full of toxins. And so I'm suggesting that we are taking responsibility to be able to respond correctly and directly to what is needed in our now moment. And in our now moment, we're being called to raise completely up. And you cannot raise completely up, and you cannot really heal without really facilitating the cleansing, so that you are harmonizing with the order of existence, the laws of existence, and allowing the divinity of your being and the intelligence of your body to be dominant in your life, to facilitate the process, to realize that the accumulation, the concentration, the saturation, and the contraindication of all of the chemicals and nitrates and nitrites, the BHA, and all of the things that were in the cereals and the Gatorade and the Powerade and the Kool-Aid and all of these colors, these cancer-causing chemicals that have modified our behavior to the degree to which we are not responding correctly and directly as intelligences of existence. We're acting like we're supposed to be in the valley of the shadow of death. We're supposed to be in the ditches and valleys of degradation. We're supposed to be out of alignment with the divinity of ourselves, and we are not. And to be in a place where your addictions and your lusts and your passions rule you means that you have to conquer those demons within yourself. You can never properly position yourself to be able to respond correctly and directly to being warred against when you are a detriment to yourself. So your first line of defense when you're being warred against is to do nothing to undermine yourself, and to do everything you possibly can to be completely cleared from the anguish and the angst and the anger and the frustration and the madness and all of the resentments and whatnot that have come as a result of the trespasses that were levied against you, and the rape and the violation and the mental and the verbal and the emotional and sexual abuse that you may have encountered as you were coming forward from childhood into your adolescence and pubescence and adolescence and coming into young adulthood, where you knew shame and game and guilt and blame and all of this. And now we are coming to a point in place where you will either consistently perpetuate the same things, hurt people, or you will commit your whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul to being whole. You have choice. But the choice that you really, really have is just how you will rejoice in the blessedness of your being, what talents you will activate, how you will be of service through whatever talents, skills, and abilities. The choices that we were given is the choice on how to really navigate this thing. But the intention was not to give us the choice to be killing ourselves. That wasn't it. When you choose life and you get to a point where you're mastering yourself and you get to that place in space where you're loving the Creator with your whole body, heart, mind, with all your might, you're getting to that place where it matters to you to truly honor and glorify the lineages that you represent, to activate that DNA to call forth and invoke the greatness of the ones that you are. It matters how we are positioning ourselves in our now moment, because everything don't get you everything. You understand, being, it says how you do anything is how you do everything. When you're careless with yourself, then you're careless. And you can't afford to be careless with yourself, because you end up with diabetes and heart disease and lupus and sarcoidosis and all these other issues. When you're careless, when you're not acknowledging the divinity of your being, when you're not supporting yourselves and being able to be hydrated and mineralized and facilitating the oxygenation and doing what's necessary in order to open up all channels of elimination to get all of those chemicals, those nitrates, those nitrites, those parasites, those organisms, those worms and stuff that are forming and proliferating as a result of the kind of acidity and all of the mucus that provides such a perfect environment for the consistent laying of eggs and whatnot of these things. And when you feel things crawling through your system, and y'all know y'all feel them, you understand, you feel it. And when we were little, they used to give us some things like asafoetida and other things to help deworm us in spring cleaning. So now you got children who sit with their butts up in the air and whatnot and steady itching because of the worms. Y'all feeding these babies the dead chickens and dead this and dead that. We have to come to a point where we respect our living, respect our lives, respect our body temples, respect the reality that we are being called to rise. Respect yourself to the degree to which you are doing no harm to yourself. And there's only really one self. So when you are in alignment where you do no harm to yourself, then you cannot possibly participate in harming anything or anybody else for any reason at any time. We're in a now moment of eternity where we should be rejoicing in the gift and the blessedness of being with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, coming into that mind space where we know of a surety that we could never work, beg, borrow, steal, be awarded or rewarded anything that is greater than who and what we already are, but naked, coming to that place and space where our virtues of character and our integrity and our high ethic and morality and whatnot are so brilliantly shining in our lives that we cannot be seduced into doing anything that undermines our rights to be in the intelligence of who we are as these living, loving, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence that we refer to as God. This is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so very grateful for you. So thankful that you care to tune in to listen, hopefully being tuned up, turned on, and turned out to stand in the light of the truth of the all that you truly are as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of the absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. I am the voice on behalf of our liberation, our resurrection, to really speak to the issues of our being able to be qualified for continuance in existence as a result of being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, as is evidenced in the plethora and the pandemic of sickness, illness, disease, and death. From the littlest ones to the elders, we are in a place and space where we must consciously care to live in order to truly live. To be committed to living is something different than just living. To be committed to living and to be committed to liberation means that one has to be committed to the laws that govern us. And because we have not been properly educated or religiously trained or socialized and cultivated to have an understanding and an understanding as to what the purpose in existence actually is upon the planet, then we have to reach deep and reach high and come to a place where it matters to us to know the truth, not just to take advantage of all of the information and YouTube and engine search engines and all of that for whatever we may be interested in, but to be in a place and space where we understand that there is a scheme to distort the organic progression of us as a humanity of people. And to have an understanding and an understanding that the will of existence is for its own exaltation, its order, its continued progression, as it is all there is, and it has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everyone all at the same time. And because we dwell by virtue of its presence, because we dwell in its presence, we are these points of it, then it is duty, obligation, and responsibility for us to be in integrity with it, in high ethic, high morality, to come to a point and place where we are realizing that the travails upon the path of adulteration is that which puts us in a place and space where we don't feel worthy and deserving, because we know the blame, the shame, the game, the guilt, all of the indiscretions. And it's very difficult to feel inherently good when there is a violation that is charged upon your spirit, upon your blood, and that your mind has been corrupted as a result of being under an initiative to put us in a place where we are not walking in the integrity of our right alignment with the intelligence of our being. And we're refusing to function as intelligences of existence, and therefore are taking on characters of misalignment as a result of the miseducation, the usurpation, the capitalization that puts us in a place and space where we have been oppressed at the cellular level for generations. And there are those who would refer to our situation as Africans in America, and those who are the ascendants and descendants of Africans who were brought here under the Atlantic slave trade, or those ones who are the ascendants and descendants of those who had come here before the Atlantic slave trade. But to be in a place and space where we feel as though we're suffering under a post-traumatic slave syndrome is a misrepresentation of the real truth, that we are being poisoned and have been poisoned for generations. And that the ascendants and descendants of the slave masters and the usurpers and those who were colonizers, that everybody, all lineages of people, are blessed with each and every breath and every beat of their hearts, that we should all be in a place and space where we are rejoicing in the blessedness of our being. But it is extremely difficult to be rejoiceful when you are in violation of the very laws that govern your being. And so those who were the usurpers, the bastardizers, the corruptors, the colonizers, the enslavers, the entrappers, all of these ones needed to be liberated also. And so we're dealing with a global issue, an intelligence issue, that affects absolutely everything and everybody. And for there to be those who are delusional to think that they can war against the whole of humanity and be successful and to be wealthy, that they can poison the land and poison the people and live unscathed from the evil and the wickedness of their own actions and activities and the misuse and abuse of the elements of existence and the intelligence of existence. These people have already been condemned to a tragic date with fate, and there is no way for them to be continued in existence through the rest of all of eternity. But it is our duty, obligation, and responsibility to no longer be enslaved to their poisons, to no longer be in a place and space where we're complicit, complacent, and co-conspirating, because we work on behalf of the corporate deities of death, the pharmaceutical companies, the sugar industry, the tobacco industry, the alcohol industry, the artificial foods and artificial flavors, the flesh eat, and those who are subjugating and dominating and murdering and slaughtering other beings and preparing their flesh to be sold to your children and to you as happy meals and whatnot. We are in a place and space where we have to understand that there's a primary law that governs existence itself, and that law would have us master the reality of ourselves being these points of all there is, and everyone is connected by virtue of each and every breath and the intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us. There is only one absolute and supreme intelligence, and it is the intelligence of the cow and the pig and the turkey and the chicken and the hen and the ostrich and the gorilla and all other beings that have been gifted life and intelligence and have their own purpose in existence, and none of them were purposed to die at the hands of anybody for any reason. Particularly as game and safari and hunting and food. We're in a now moment where we must have an understanding and an understanding that there's something seriously wrong in the world. Because all of the sickness, illness, disease, and degradation, the deprivation, the starvation, the murderer, lying, thieving, raping, molesting kind of energy is as a result of the defilement of the blood, where the body that is the vehicle of our spirits has been corrupted, violated, poisoned, defiled with the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of beings, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, Spartame, Splenda, refined white sugars, and all of the aid, the Kool-Aid, the Powerade, the Gatorade, and all of these things that have all of these dyes and chemicals and colors that are literally the chemicals of behavior modification that have been instituted by the Germans in the continuation of that which was genocide under Hitler's regime. And no matter how much education any of the generations have had since then, nobody's outthought this until now. And it's taken so many ones to pass away with all of these diseases before people begin to ask and wonder and seek and knock and ask for the solutions to the issues. But to come to a point and place where we don't care, that we are not consciously striving to be freed from the misadventures of being misaligned and miseducated and dominated and enslaved and all of that, we have to come to a point and place where we are valuing ourselves and valuing our lives and valuing our now moment, where we have access to whatever it is we really require in order to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light of the absolute and supreme intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us. This is our now moment to come to a point and place where we will claim our victory, where we have an understanding and an understanding that we are co-creators with the intelligence of existence, because the intelligence of existence is all there is as existence itself, and we are these points of it, here to master ourselves, to be able to navigate this realm of earth residency in the light of the truth of the ones that we are, as these points of that presence. And to be in a place where we care to be vivid in our own self-representation and self-expression as these points of the presence of the absolute, or that which you all refer to as God, Yah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Allah, Jehovah, whatever names you may refer to the divine intelligence as, or whatever gods you may be reverencing or worshiping, but there is no truth in your worship if you defile yourself. If you don't care to promote your own optimum cellular functioning and exalt a full effort in exalting a full life's urge, where you really are consciously caring to refine and redefine yourself so you are not a walking contradiction, to understand that integrity is something we have to strive for, we have to reach for it. It does not come naturally when you have been poisoned all of your life. And to be in a place where we're touting stupidity, well, you gotta die something. You should not be dying at all, because we are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us. And we were divinely designed and designed divinely to consistently regenerate, to be rejuvenated, to be in a place and space where the light of the absolute and supreme intelligence, the love of absolute and supreme intelligence, the care to be harmonized in the frequency and the vibration of being these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, gives us the opportunity to walk as eternal youth. And we will mature as points of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. We should not be dying here. We should not be succumbing. And because of the years of not knowing, because of the years of commercialism and sublimation and behavior modification that have gone on to put us in a place where we're all right with feeding off the flesh of other beings, that we're all right with being entertained in murder and killing, that we're all right with spewing and wasting ourselves. There was a time when people realized that they were being warred against, the men would rally together and create strategy for defending themselves and their women and their children and their families and their communities. But we're in a now moment where those who would refer to themselves as men have bellies as if they were pregnant women, are so distracted with the pornography, the pedophilia, with all the balls and the breasts and the butts, that they have become a detriment to themselves and the violators of their own women and children. We are under siege. And the correct response to being under siege is not to really engulf oneself in the warfare as is necessary for us to come to a point and place where we engulf ourselves in the absolute reality and understand that when you are being warred against, you cannot afford to do anything that undermines yourselves, and you must do everything you possibly can to be cleared and cleansed of the violation of having your blood defiled with the flesh and the frequency of violated beings that whose carcasses are rotting, decaying, decomposing in your body temple, poisoning your blood. And because the spirit is charged on the blood, and the quality and the condition of the blood lays foundation for the quality of the thought and the capacity to think or not, then we have to really understand that being under the influences of the same energies, the same entities that robbed and desecrated the sacred grave sites of our Aboriginal, Indigenous, and Native, that murdered them, slaughtered them, the same energies and entities that rob the pharaoh's tombs, that feel as though there's nothing sacred that they need to acknowledge or respect as sacred, that they have the right to pillage and plunder, and now they have figured a way and have been planning and plotting the way of literally robbing the temples of the living gods and goddesses of their treasures, of their wealth, of their riches, of their integrity, of their creativity, of their confidence, of their faith, of their oneness and their alignment with the truth of who they are as conscious immortals. We are under siege, and it is our now time to care to rise completely up on behalf of all of those who could not, who would not, who did not know how. To join forces with other people all across the planet who are fighting for their rights to exist. And the only way to really qualify for continuance in existence and have leverage over systems of oppression that are instituted by government, by politics, by religion, by miseducation, by socialization, is to be in a place where we personally commit our whole body, hearts, minds, lives, and soul to being harmonized with the intelligence of existence, the laws of existence, and consciously care to clear and cleanse our body temples so that the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses are completely re-enthroned as our reality. We are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We should not be dying at all. We should be able to live as a result of having lived in the love of the law and come to a point and place where we mastered ourselves, our thoughts, our emotions, our passions, so that everything in us was reverencing and appreciating and loving and exalting the intelligence of our being and rejoicing in the opportunity to serve in the continuation and the exaltation and the cultivation of the wealth of who we are as these points of the absolute and supreme intelligence on behalf of the lineages that we represent. And we were told you cannot serve two masters. And the preachers and the pastors and the ministers and the popes and all of these ones have come to a point where they exemplify serving two masters. And to serve two masters means that you are serving the forces of divisiveness. Because you cannot feed off the flesh of aborted, the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of anything, whether it's the caviar or the ostrich eggs or the quail eggs or the chicken eggs or whatever. You cannot digest this stuff. You understand? It's like everybody is having health challenges and issues because of the violation of the blood. We're designed divinely, and none of us were designed to eat this way. And it should have never become world culture for us to be in degradation and violation of the intelligence of our being. And for us to realize that when you are consciously caring, where every atom and every cell of your being is completely charged in an overwhelming desire to be whole, an overwhelming desire to be cleared and cleansed and purified and renewed and rebirthed, so that any issues that have started crystallizing in your tissues as AIDS, cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, lupus, any of those things, we are in a place where we have access to what is needed in order to reverse these issues and to be completely healed and made whole. But that's not what the doctors and the nurses are telling you. That's because they have not applied themselves to the intelligence of existence and the universities of cosmic wisdom. They apply themselves to the systems of miseducation, matriculating, and being degreed to be able to profit and to participate as a part of the system of oppression to their own detriment. And it is not in anybody's best interest to work on behalf of those who have no love, no light, no wisdom, and no truth, and who are murderers, liars, thieves, bastardizers, usurpers, and the perpetuators and the facilitators of a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. And we have all manners of capacity to transcend it, to transmute it, to transform ourselves so that we are strengthened to the degree to which we are activating the fullness of ourselves as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to understand that the virtues of integrity that come with our character to be forgiving and loving and kind and merciful, but to also be in a place where we're praying without ceasing. We are coming under the auspices and the attention of the exalted spirit worlds where our help comes. But it's very difficult to really get that kind of assistance, which is what is needed in being under such a spell. Of sickness, illness, and disease, where you believe that you're supposed to be dying when you are already living and dwelling in the realm of eternity upon a planet that is an intergalactic spaceship with a body that is particularly designed divinely for this journey. And we having now the opportunity to realize the one real eye, the absolute eye, the cosmic eye that sees through every eye and consciously live to facilitate our own liberation, where the intelligence of our being is being completely free to function as intelligence does, always in its own best interests, always in the best interests of the whole, knowing how to feed and how to cleanse, to promote healing and wholeness, exalting life, respecting life, reverencing life, honoring life, exalting the oneness of existence itself amongst Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, and all hues of man and mankind and womankind, on behalf of the children and the perpetuation of all of our lineages. The fulfillment of all of the prophecy is in the exaltation and the fulfillment of the will of existence in the establishment of its eternal order by virtue of its eternal laws and the resurrection of those of us who are the children of God, the children of the law, the children of the light, the children of love, those ones who really care to walk in the integrity of the essence of ourselves, in knowing that there is no wealth and no riches that are greater than the richness and the wealth of being who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, living to exalt this intelligence as the absolute reality, standing on behalf of the wholeness of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, and flipping the script so that those ones who have no light, those ones who have no commitment towards the wholeness of being, we will no longer serve them. We will no longer bring their products into our body temples. We will no longer continue to espouse the lies that they have been teaching for all of this time, that you have to have this protein, you've got to have these carbs. You understand that you can very just eat anything that you want to eat because you're just a spirit having a human experience. So the experiences are all right. It doesn't matter. No judgment. And I'm saying no, you will be judged. And the judgment is coming every day in terms of what's showing up. As pain, disdain, suffering, accidents, death. We can no longer allow our bodies to be filled with the carcasses of dead animals and think that you will not attract some form of violation to yourself when you are filled with violation. And yes, you can be a good person, but good people are dying every day. It is not good enough to just be good. We need to be caring, we need to be loving, we need to be forgiving, we need to be clearing, cleansing, purifying, renewing, realigning, harmonizing, facilitating, exalting the oneness of existence, and being refined and redefined and matured in the essence of who we are as conscious immortals while we're on the planet, so that we are ensuring that we are able to leave the planet as living beings and not to succumb and have our life force stamped out and be buried in these bodies, suffocated as dead people. Now is your time to know that you are worth the commitments and the effort in being completely realigned in the divinity of your truth, and to know that your true beauty, your true prosperity, your greatness, your wealth, and your ability to be realigned in the light of the truth of the all that you are is the greatest wealth that you can work for. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.